Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Democratic nominees for governor and lieutenant governor were in Knoxville this week. Let's go in depth with Fred Hubbell, a businessman from Des Moines, and State Senator Rita Hart, a farmer and former teacher from Wheatland.
Thank you for all you're doing,
Thank you, appreciate it.
We're going to need your help.
Absolutely.
We will.
Screwing us up here.
It's hard to get time.
Well, you know what, Fred? I've never seen people for a governor candidate come up today, and everybody wants to talk. This place was packed. There's, I think, 60 people, middle of the day. What was your message? What is your message to the people of Iowa?
Our message is, look, it's time to change. We're going the wrong way in this state. We don't want to end up with worse education, worse health care, no support for working families, mismanaged budgets that end up having just cuts all over the place. We don't need to do that. We want to have a common sense government that actually balances the budget with the right priorities. And the right priorities are putting people first. So we invest in education, invest in health care. The money is there. They're just continuing to give it to the big corporations and the wealthy individuals through these tax giveaways, rather than using that money to invest in the people that actually can grow our economy and grow our communities.
Well, let's talk a little bit about education. That's so important, public education. What would you do immediately to help us, help our teachers, help our students?
Well, I tell you, one of the things, there's a couple of things we need to do. We need to restore collective bargaining. Because what's happening right now is we have 400 fewer graduates coming out of our four-year colleges in Iowa this last year in education, because they see what's going on and they see other opportunities that are better than being teachers. Because we're, you know, from the governor on down, we're not respecting teachers. We're taking away their collective bargaining rights. We're denying them a lot of their benefits. We're telling them they only work 9 months, so they shouldn't get paid that much. And that's not true. We need, and we're making them pay a lot more of the cost of education, whereas the state used to spend, in terms of supplies and everything in the classroom. So I want to make sure that we restore collective bargaining rights for teachers so we can recruit people that want to be teachers again and know that we're making a long-term commitment to them, because education is a long-term commitment for our state. But we also need to fix the budget, stop those giveaways so we can actually have money to invest in education. And I want to make four-year-old pre-K all day universally free, because that helps on the daycare costs for families. It also means that all kids all across the state get started the right way, which is not true right now.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Democratic nominees for governor and lieutenant governor Fred Hubbell and Rita Hart. The division between Bernie supporters and Hillary supporters can still be felt in Iowa. I heard a little bit of it at the convention. I hear it regularly. How can you heal that wound?
I actually don't think it's anywhere close to as serious as it used to be back in 2016. I think all of us recognize as Democrats that we want to raise the minimum wage. We want to restore collective bargaining. We want to make improvements in education and health care. We want to restore funding to Planned Parenthood. We all agree on those things. And that's 90% of what we need to work on in our state. And I think people realize that we can't accomplish that 90% unless we get more Democrats elected. And I think you saw in the state convention, there's some talk around the edges, but when Rita Hart was nominated, nobody was against Rita Hart's nomination. Everybody stood up and said, we want to go with Rita Hart, we want to go forward and change the direction of our state.
Republican governors across the nation have led calls on austerity and cut, cut, cut. And you made a reference to Kansas in there, that we don't want to be like Kansas. Can you explain that to our listeners?
Sure. I've had the opportunity to run large businesses in Iowa as well as across the country, and I've competed against a lot of businesses, and I have never seen a business that's been successful for more than a very short term by cutting, cutting, cutting. And the same is true in state government. You can't just keep cutting, cutting, cutting and expect your education to be better, expect your health care to be better, expect your roads to get fixed, expect public safety to actually take care of you. It doesn't work that way. You have to be willing to make investments. And that requires hard decisions. Where do you make those investments? And we want to make those investments in our people, because that's the best resources we have in our state, is our land, our water, and our people. And let's invest in those. That's how we can grow the state, improve quality of life for everybody.
Republicans would argue that if you cut taxes for everybody, it'll grow the economy, and that Reagan started with trickle-down economics. What do you say to them?
Well, what I say is when Reagan did that, we ran up the biggest deficits ever in the history of our country. When George Bush did it, he even topped Reagan's result, having even bigger deficits. Trickle-down economics has been proven many times it doesn't work, including in Kansas and in Oklahoma, where they lowered all the taxes, they lowered all the revenues, and they didn't get job growth. They didn't get a lot of revenue growth. It doesn't work. The way you grow your businesses, the way you grow your state, is the way I grew Yonkers, by investing in your people, by investing in the folks that know your customer, that know the merchandises that they want. And the more money that you can put in the hands of the middle class, they're the people that are going to drive your economy.
You had some good things to say about Republican ideas and independent ideas. Could you just share that as we close?
Well, you know, my point is no one individual, no one party has all the right answers. We all know that. And, you know, if a Republican has a good idea for how we can improve health care, or how we can lower the average class sizes in our state, or how we can invest in rural Iowa, because a lot of them have these ideas. They're just afraid to mention them now because their party doesn't want to support them. But if they have those good ideas and they're willing to sit down and talk with us and it makes sense for our state, then I'm willing to support it. It doesn't matter who gets the credit. What matters is how do we get results for Iowans.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Democratic nominees for governor and lieutenant governor Fred Hubble and Rita Hart. Well, Senator, tell our listeners a little bit about you. We're just getting, you know, used to, you know, hearing your name. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, everybody's just getting to know me, I think. So I originally came from Charles City, Iowa. I was born and raised on a dairy farm there, along with eight brothers and sisters. And that's where I learned how to work hard and how to value the things that, you know, I think most people find are important in this state. And I'm appreciative of that. Then I went to college. I pursued English education and did my student teaching down in Clinton, Iowa. And that's where I met my husband. And I took a teaching job in Bennett first. Then my husband and I got married and lived in Tipton for a while. And then we were fortunate to be able to buy a farm south of the town of Wheatland, which was just south of his family farm that has been there for over 100 years. And so we started our household there 32 years ago and raised our five children there. I taught for a while at Bennett and then at Kalamus Wheatland. I did a little administrative work, ran the school to work program and the gifted and talented program, and then helped on the farm for a little bit and got involved in a lot of volunteer activities and served on the Justice Commission and the Planning and Zoning Board and took on a few other responsibilities and then ran for the Senate in 2012. Served for 6 years there and now here I am.
Well, and you bring a rural perspective to the ticket, and we have a lot of rural listeners. And a lot of them are Republicans. A lot of them are Democrats, too, but I think the majority are Republicans. I think 62% of our county voted for President Trump. What is your message as a Democrat to those rural Republicans?
You know, I live in an area that's pretty strongly Republican as well. You know, my district is a pretty mixed situation where the area where I live is strongly Republican, and then another part of the district around in the Clinton area is more Democratic. So my friends and neighbors, a lot of them are Republican. I have family members who are Republican. And here's the story that I think, and that is that we're all in this together. We all want this state to be a better place. And people are just looking for somebody who is going to stand up for them, do what's right, and not be part of the partisan bickering, but instead constantly be saying, what's the right solution? What's a better solution? What's going to make our lives better? And so, you know, that's my message and always has been. You got to put people first. You got to think about what's best for everyone. Try to be fair and try to move everybody up, move everybody forward.
How can you grow the rural economy?
You know, that's something I've struggled with in my Senate seat, because rural Iowa is struggling, and many of my small towns in my district, you know, are hurting. And so you got to find ways. And in my case, you know, I worked very locally to get behind some programs. I started a mayor's group, so that the small town mayors who don't have a lot of resources, who are oftentimes hold a full-time job or maybe a couple jobs, and so they're stretched to do the things that they have to do as mayors, and the city council members are the same way. But we've got great people in those positions, and I think they need a little help. And so I started this mayor's group so that they could share their common problems and share their common solutions. And that's been very well received. And through that group, we were able to come up with some other things. Their one big problem was the huge buildings on their main streets that were abandoned or derelict and were not making the town look good. And so I was able to work with IEDA to develop what they call the Catalyst Grant, which allows these small towns of under 1,500 to apply for a grant that will give them grant money rather than loan money. And they have to provide some in-kind opportunities, but they could take those abandoned buildings and repurpose them. Those kinds of things. That's the bottom line, is that you have to come up with programs and work with the people and get people together around a common table to say, what's the best solution? And that's, again, why I'm happy to be on this ticket, because I think Fred Hubble has the same approach. You get people together, you listen to them, and you come up with solutions that fit the situation.
As we close, what's the most important thing you can say to our listeners today?
We've got a positive agenda here. We're looking to make the state a place where people can look forward to the future. We're interested in investing in education. We're making sure that people have health care, and that they can know that they can trust us to make good decisions on their behalf.
Thanks to Fred Hubble and Rita Hart for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.